0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a big night for Scotland. It's Nations League playoff time in Greece as Steve Clark's side aim to stay in Nations League A. Kieran Tierney's back, Ben Doak's not, Ryan Christie's suspended, so how will the team line up? And whatever happens tonight, the job needs finished off on Sunday when the game returns to Hampden. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Gordon Dale and Mark Wilson.
It's a big night, big game for Steve Clark away from home to start it all off, followed by the return leg on Sunday. And the team selection will always be interesting. You're right in mentioning Doak is a huge loss, and so is Ryan Christie, by the way. But a few of the big hitters for Scotland making their way back into that squad. I think the formation is going to be every bit as interesting as the team selection tonight.
I think it'll be a difficult game. Let's not be carried away with that. They were very impressive against England, so we'll have to be at our best, Gordon. I was reading Steve Clark talking today. I know he's brought in one or two of the young players, and I think we're all delighted with that, a bit of freshness into the squad. But I think this will be a game for experience tonight. Tierney is a big question. If you bring Tierney back into the fold, does he change that formation? I don't think he does. I think he's got to stick with his back four.
Well, what do you think? 0141 951 1025. Let's give it the big build up. I know international football's been out of sight, out of mind for a bit over the winter months. It's always the longest break, isn't it, between the November and the March internationals. Even this week, the scheduling comes off the back of quite a big day in the East End of Glasgow on Sunday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday has been mostly about club football. You are more than welcome to call about club football tonight, and I'm sure we can do a nice mix, but clearly appropriate to start with the big game in Greece tonight. So what are you thinking? As the guys have alluded to, we've flirted with the debate this week about back three, back four, Kieran Tierney or not. What else happens? Lewis Ferguson back in? Does George Hurst suddenly start the match, or is it Shea Adams? All the usual debates. Let's try and answer them once and for all, because the team news won't be too far away. So get your thoughts in right now, please. 0141 951 1025. How much importance do you put on remaining in Nations League A? Maybe you don't. Maybe you'd be happy to drop out, or maybe you have realised that trying to stay in amongst the elite and trying to compete at that level can hopefully be part of a bigger term plan, bigger term progression. So again, your thoughts on the game generally. If you're listening over there, that would be good, wouldn't it? Imagine we had to track down some fans who are over there in Greece. Mm-hmm. I know people take you with them, so by all means, give us a shout. 0141 951 1025. But Greece or Greenock, we don't discriminate. Get your calls in and let the panel know what you are thinking. And don't forget, as we've done all this week, we've got tickets to give away for Ladies' Day at the Scottish Grand National at Ayr Racecourse on Friday the 11th of April. We've got two club badges to give away again tonight, and all you have to do is come on the show, make a football point to the panel, and then you go in the hat for the tickets. So let's just say you're sitting on the fence, you're having a bit of a quiet night, and you think, I quite fancy that day out to Ayr Races. Just come up with something, give us a call, talk football with the guys, and you get into the hat. It's a bit of a win-win situation. So same number, 0141 951 1025, or Twitter at ClydeSSB.
But that's the beauty, you don't even need to talk about football with us. You can just talk about it, Gordon.
It's good to pretend, though.
Aye, pretend to, like, you're interested. Off. Well, look, it is a big talking point, the Scotland game, and I know some people don't get fully invested in it, but after what we've just came off the back in the summer, you've every reason to be invested, where Scotland, you know, participated in the Euros, and the Nations League can lead to summers like that. And of course, we want to stay in Nations League Group A, playing with the elite. If we are going to get to major tournaments, it preps us much better than just those friendly games that you put together in the lead up to tournaments. So this is a huge game against good opposition. Greece, we maybe not know many of their players as household names, but as a unit, as a team, they've proven over this period of probably about a year, year and a half, that they are a decent side. They've beat England, they've beat Ireland home and away a couple of times, they've drew with France, and there's been other good results in there. So it's going to be a serious test for Steve Clark's team. But one or two coming back to the squad. Tierney, a big plus to be in and around the squad again. Lewis Ferguson, how well he's doing at his club, is a huge plus for us. Of course, McGinn, McTominay. McTominay, since he's went to Italy, as well as Gilmore, doing fantastically well. So we've got players in form. We've got a strong squad. But it's picking the right 11 in the right formation is going to be key for Steve Clarke tonight.
Looking forward to it. I'm like Mark. I think it will be a very difficult game. I think it will be a good game. It'll be interesting. I would keep going back to it. And I think even today I was out and about and people were coming up and telling me what their team was, which was brilliant to
people
hear.
In the street just coming up and telling you the team.
I was away picking my granddaughter.
That's never happened to me.
Honestly, and up comes like, oh, I've got my team for tonight, Gordon. And I thought to myself, I wonder if he'll take the hint if he sees me running away from him, but he's still shouting, I'm playing with a back four. So that's as far as I got. But listen, I think Steve Clarke's brought that a little bit back to nation. And we all get excited on international night. I think it'll be a great game, as I said. But starting lineup's got to be very, very important. I'll bet you there's a lot of different opinions on this phone internet. Tierney is a top-class player, right? There's no doubt, top-class player. You have to change your formation for me to get him in there tonight. I think Steve Clarke likes the back four. And I think Steve Clarke will stay with the back four. So I'm making a big call already. I don't think Tierney will start again.
I can understand Daz's points. And when you look back at those positive results that we've had, especially the last three, and you look at the settled back four, and the two in front of them, Gilmore and McLean sat in front of them, it looks a solid unit. However, I still think we have few and far between in terms of real top-class players. Tierney's certainly one of them. I think he will find a way of putting Tierney in.
See, here's a wee point for you then. See, if Doak was in the squad tonight, you'd play Doak, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd play Doak. Right, okay. So, you wouldn't change your formation?
No, because
right, you state your back four with Doak in there, because Doak has excited a lot of the Scotland fans. So, you're either got to leave out Souter or Hanley, and you think Hanley probably, to put Tierney in there.
So I would develop
back three.
If you
Doak in the side, that's what I'm saying.
I would change. I would maybe leave Tierney out then,
right?
Because you've got Doak at the top end of the pitch. He's a ball carrier. He makes things happen.
But you don't have him.
And funnily enough, it sounds crazy, but Tierney and Robertson together combine to kind of be a ball carrier and get you up the pitch on that left hand side. They play it so well. It's such a unique way of playing with a left centre half and a left wing back. You take Doak out, who have you got to carry the ball in wide areas for you?
All I'll say, Gordon, is I'm a bit concerned. If he gets another result tomorrow night, I'm taking a month off.
He'll be the next Scotland manager if he gets another result tomorrow night. He is now
talking.
Go and get the salt and pepper shakers. We'll move them about this desk.
Anyway, as long as a referee, that time I told you in German, as long as a referee makes good runs.
Right, those two are disagreeing already. Gordon says back four and Kieran Tierney sits this one out. Mark Wilson says back three and Kieran Tierney plays. So what do you think? Whose side are you on? 01419511025. Whilst we get your calls in, let's set the scene with our man Tom Grant, who is over there in Athens.
Thanks, Gordon. Yeah, hello from actually quite a cold Athens. And yeah, surprisingly enough, Scotland have actually only faced off against Greece twice previously in our footballing history, and they were home and away fixtures during qualifying for Euro 96. But tonight's match marks the first of four upcoming fixtures, with Greece being drawn with Scotland for the World Cup qualifiers to be played later in the year. Tonight's game at the Georgios Karakaitis Stadium, home of Olympiacos, is the first leg of the Nations League playoff, with Scotland's Group A status hanging by a thread. Greece are the in-form team, winning six of the last seven matches, including a Wembley win over England, two victories over the Republic of Ireland and a pair of triumphs over Finland. Stevie Clarke spoke yesterday of needing experience to handle what's expected to be quite a hostile crowd, and he has a few selection decisions to be made, with the return of Kieran Tierney for the first time since the Euros and no Ben Doak in the squad due to injury. Those words might have poured water on the hopes of fans for a first look at Lennon Miller or George Hurst in a navy blue shirt, and today in Athens I spoke with the Tartan Army of what they're hoping to see tonight.
Ball experience, but a youth and a win.
I'd like to see a Scott McTominay goal, because that'll make my day.
Probably the experienced guys playing at the start, but I would also like to see him giving the younger guys that are just new to the squad, even if he gives them 5 or 10 minutes at the end of the game, get Lennon Miller on and possibly the young guy Wilson.
And I've got to say, Gordon, the importance of this fixture cannot be underestimated, with a win for Scotland over the two ties vital to give their hopes for qualification to Euro 2028 a big boost. It should be a cracker. Kick-off is less than 2 hours away.
Yeah, top stuff from Tom Grant over there in Athens. We should look for more cutting edge analysis. The biggest thing I took away was that it wasn't that warm.
Roasting the day in Glasgow.
We've got the winner today, haven't we?
It's lovely.
I remember going to Athens when Motherwell played Panathinaikos in the Champions League qualifiers.
Do you know going on one day?
Back in the glory days.
And it was the only place I've ever been where my phone did that thing where it turned itself off because it was too hot.
Oh, really?
So I was stunned to hear Tom there saying that it's actually not that warm.
Have you used that excuse before?
Oh yeah.
You couldn't get hold of me, it was too hot.
Yeah. I had to put it in the boot under my golf bag to cool it down, but I know. It certainly didn't cool down, let me tell you. Cost me a house.
Weather aside, though, it's just the same old, it's the debate we've been having it all week, and it's so difficult to get away from. I understand why people want to stick with the back four, but I mean, how, as Mark said, can you if they've not got Ben Doak? It's going to be very interesting to see what Steve Clarke does. It was quite telling, though, as Tom alluded to. I think you mentioned it, so get your thoughts on it, Mark. Managers don't tend to open up too much about their team selection, and Steve Clarke's pretty guarded. But he couldn't have been clearer, could he, about the fact that this is going to be experienced players that play, unless this is mind games of which he doesn't usually dabble in.
Well, of course you'd go for experience at this time. I heard one of the fans...
I mean, going out his way to kind of mention it, though.
Yeah, but I think your players in your squad want to hear that as well, so there's nothing up for debate, really, and you kind of know that your manager's serious about these ties and going to go with the tried and trusted. I would agree with that in a fixture like this. I hear the fans here saying, I hope he involves some of the young ones, and that's... It's great to think that way, but when you've got a two-legged affair here, is it the time? We might see one or two of them in. But experience suggests to me guys like Tierney, who he did reshape his full thinking. For bear in mind, major tournaments, major games. This is a major game again. And I wonder if he just revert back to it, albeit good results, good performances. But a lot of the good performances and excitement came from Doak and that creativity. Mm-hmm. You don't have that. It's a huge hole. So you maybe have to think outside the box. I'm then thinking, would you even push Tierney? Would he stick to a 4-2-3-1 and play Tierney further up on the left-hand side?
Is that because of the Arsenal situation? He's been on there a couple of times.
He's played there. He's got power to go by people.
Still, it must be that's bringing it up for you, because you wouldn't have brought that up.
I wouldn't have.
A couple of months ago.
I certainly wouldn't have.
And is it... Maybe you're the tactician in here. Mm. Is it more likely that you do that away from home? I don't know. You may be more chance of building from deeper, you know, because the obvious thing would be, as good as Kieran Tierney is, does he want the ball with his back to goal in a tight area? Yeah. But I don't know. Is it more likely that it's... Do you know what I mean? You get away with it away from home?
I would still go for the three. Yeah. I would still go for the security.
Let's bring in Josh, who's on the line. How are you, Josh?
All right, Gordon, how's it going, matey? All right.
Good. What are you thinking tonight?
I think this is a great opportunity to build on the strong foundations that have been laid through the Nations League group. We started to see the results as well as the performances by the end of it. We've restored the optimism and the confidence in the team and the fan base. You know, Stevie's regrouped himself, looked at, you know, refreshing things, different personnel, jigged about with formations. You know, and we gave all of those big teams in that group stage a game, didn't we? Solid structure behind it, but you know, it's about finding these X factor players, you know, and we've got Ben Doak missing, but you know, I've written down here, like, we need to keep the strong midfield stability, but also like the likes of Andy Robertson and Kieran Tierney are pivotal to give us that width and attacking impetus. I'm going to touch on Lennon Miller as well. He's got the experience around him in that position. McGinn, McTominay, Gilmore, they've all played internationally for quite a while now, so to incorporate him in shouldn't be that much of a problem.
You think he could gun from the start?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm looking at different formations, so maybe five at the back. Now turn each back, go back to that three at the back, and give both of them the license to get forward.
So, also think, Mark, international football management must be really difficult. I'm stating the obvious here, and I know this is nothing new, but this notion of, like, because they always get accused of being too loyal, but if you're Steve Clarke, there's nothing you can do about it. You last played in November. You're now in March, but you're bound to want to reward the guys that, that did really well for you. Just as an example, I'm looking through Twitter and I'm seeing quite a lot of people, and it's not to say they're wrong, it's just an example, writing their team and it's got no Kenny McLean in it. Scotland's best player over the last three games, arguably, against Poland, Croatia, yeah. Portugal. So he started all of those games. That was two wins and a draw against Portugal. He started all the six Nations League games. So what? Because we've now gone from November to March, and because he's still Kenny McLean and he still plays for Norwich, he's suddenly not in some people's team. I find
he's
that
playing. He's make no doubt about.
Are you sure
it?
Though?
Look,
Lewis Ferguson's back in the mix.
Right. By the way, I've got him in my team as well.
How many midfielders you got?
Oh, I've got a strong midfield. They ain't breaking through us. I know Mark Arteta sitting next to me.
He's got 2-7-1.
No, I've put Ferguson in there in the middle of the park, and it makes it really strong for me. But let me tell you, McLean will play. McLean has been one of our best players. Now, he's waited his chance. He wasn't a fan's favourite. Everybody used to say, why does Steve Clarke, no matter what the game's going like, bring McLean on the park? He likes him. We heard good things about him, the fact that, you know, the way he goes about his business and training. He waited for opportunity. Obviously, with McGregor bowing out the international scene, that gave him the chance to get in there. McLean is a stick-on to play tonight. Absolute stick-on. And he should.
So where have you got Ferguson playing?
Well,
just give us a 1-11. You're the gaffer.
I've went the top, the usual 4-2-3-1 that he plays, right? Well. With Doke, instead of Doke. So I basically went the same back four. Ralston Souter, Hanley and Robertson. I've went Gilmore, McLean in the middle. And the three in front, McTominay, McGinn and Ferguson, with the power, the drive to get up there, support Adams. I think that's a real good team.
So Ferguson off the left of that three,
and McGinn off the right.
Yeah, or you could swap them about. You could play Ferguson off the right, McTominay or McGinn off the left. I think it'll be narrow. I think your width will come for your fullbacks. The only person you're missing that formation is Doak, and Doak's a sort of wide area player.
It's just different from them, though, isn't he?
But we're away from home, Gordon. Mm. We're up against a top quality side, Midland Park. Everybody talks about how important it is. Ferguson has come back from a long-term injury. He's been brilliant. He's a strong powerhouse. I think that is the team to go with tonight.
This is the other thing, Mark. This is obviously, it's a playoff. It's two-legged. Feels like we came off the back of the Euros. People were looking for a sign that things were evolving. We were maybe going to play slightly more adventurous, I think would probably be one of the words for it at the back. People were quite interested in performances as well as results, but let's be honest, this is two-legged. It's a playoff. So see, actually, if Scotland are to stink the place out and draw 0-0 tonight and come back to Hampden, that actually would that would be a good thing.
Yeah.
And I also wonder, not everyone, because I'm a lot knowledgeable, people taking a look at the game, but Greece are not a household name and they don't have household players. But I don't think we should underestimate just how tough it's going to be. Look how good their home record is. Yeah. Look it up, and then that tells its own story.
Yeah, so we need to be careful, and Steve Clarke will be aware of that. And that sort of, in my mind, suits a Steve Clarke side, but suits it to the formation that I've said before, that's nice and solid, hard to play through, and you've got your quality players in there that when you do get up the pitch, they can, you know, create a wee bit of magic. But I've went for the three. I've went for, I think it'll be Souter, Hanley, Tierney, Ralston and Robertson, the wing-backs. I think he'll stick with Gilmore and McLean. I agree with Daz with that. Just in front of them, McGinn and McTominay. So just really narrow. And Adams up front. It's almost like a box four in midfield. So the width coming through Robertson and Ralston. But Tierney and Robertson's relationship would be key in that left-hand side.
So you've actually got 10 of the same personnel.
Yeah.
It's just you've got Tierney, got Ferguson.
And we've changed.
And with that
formation
means a change. All yeah. right. Josh, give us a score prediction.
1-0 Scotland in the first leg. The words have got a functionality, stability, holding role. Like they were talking about Kenny McLean quite articulately there, and the role that he plays in the team, the unsung role. And I'd echo a lot of that sentiment. I think, yes, we need to see players bombing on, getting crosses into the box. Centre forward's got a little bit of a thankless task in this system, bringing other people into play. We need to get people off the centre forward as well. But, you know, it's like going like the other way as well. It's a tough place to go in, tough conditions. There's a lot of legwork involved, and that's definitely where Kenny comes in. But, Gordon, as a Motherwell fan, thoughts on Lennon as someone who's seen him far more often than I've seen him? You know, thoughts on him?
I would be jumping up and down in the studio if he got a start, Gordon DL. He's just in by a mile the most competitive area of the Scotland team, and he's only 18 and he's never played before. And if you put him in, you have to leave out, well, let's be honest, you are absolutely under no circumstances leaving out Scott McTominay, John McGinn, Billy Gilmore, and probably Kenny McLean. So I don't
need to jump above Ferguson as well. With that.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
See, the biggest compliment you can give him, if you looked at that team tonight and Lennon Miller was in it, you wouldn't be, you know, saying, oh, can't believe he's thrown Lennon Miller in there.
I know, but it would still be a big shock.
Of course, but it was a bit, not a big shock, but he went with Doak. Doak went out to Middlesbrough.
I know, but he's the only winger, so
I know,
it's different.
But he went with them. He could have easily kept his formation if he didn't believe that Doak was good enough to go and light up Scotland.
But remember, Tierney was out and it all made sense.
Look, there's all ifs and buts. I don't think Lennon Miller will start, right? He's one for the future. He's a brilliant player. We all know that. I think he's up against real competition there tonight. I think you've got to take into consideration as well, Gordon. This isn't Hampden tonight. This is away from home.
And that's what Steve Clarke said. He made the point about it and even spoke about the environment. So we'll see. Thank you to Josh. He's in the hat for the tickets. He's got a bit further to travel than some of you, but that's fine. 01419511025. If you call us now, there's a pretty good chance we will get you on next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. It's 0141 951 1025. We won't be too far away from Team News in Athens, so the debate the guys have started will be sorted out. Quick time though for you to jump in. Support your favourite pundit if you like. Mark Wilson says back three, Kieran Tierney plays. Gordon DL says back four, Kieran Tierney doesn't. So it'll be interesting to see. Maybe it's still time for Steve Clarke to listen. Maybe he's tuned in, just looking for the.
Well,
the
he knows we're on the Thursday night.
Everybody,
you know,
does.
I mean?
Yeah, everybody does.
So, Mark Ateta and the Dazzler.
At Clyde SSB, and as we've said all week, every caller who makes it on air gets to get into the hat for tickets to air races as well. So a nice incentive for you just to pick up that phone. Let's hear from Steve Clarke. He says he has tough decisions on team selection, but he also has options, as we've discussed, when it comes to his formation.
A nice problem to have when you've got good players to select from. So it's been a good preparation. And as a coach, you want as many difficult choices as possible. And I've got a few of them. We changed the whole way we approached the game in the Nations League. The group stages, we went four. It worked. We didn't have the option of putting Kieran into the team. So, yeah, it's given me a lot to think about. You've got to come here and enjoy this type of occasion, this type of atmosphere. We're used to it. We've played against good teams away from home before. Recently, we've had a couple of good results away from home, certainly a couple of good performances away from home. So hopefully we can get another one here.
Graham's on the line. How's it going, Graham? Oh, Graham, you're listening to us in the background. Turn that off, because I can hear us 10 seconds behind. Can you hear me okay?
Who's that, sorry?
Turn the radio off in the background.
Use your phone, mate, not the radio.
My apologies.
He's waiting for us to catch up.
Speak into your radio.
Imagine he was slaughtering one of us there. That'd have been brilliant.
Right, Gordon, you calm down.
Go for it, Graham.
Right, okay.
Turn your radio off.
It's off.
Good. What are you thinking tonight?
Oh, sorry, Gordon. Is that me through to you?
You're through, yes.
No, we're the producers, mate.
Aye.
We'll put you through in a minute.
What's your question?
Right, no, it's not a question. It's a couple of stances. What I've been listening to tonight, sorry for the comedian part of that, what I've been listening to that tonight, I spoke to the producer there, basically was, do you remember the young boys coming through when Scotland weren't doing well? But the interview, and I think this is the main point, with John McGinn, I can't remember the Rangers player who kind of played it down. Will come in a minute, Gordon.
Oh, when John McGinn said when he was first called up, Charlie Adam gave an interview saying Scottish Championship players shouldn't be in the squad. That one,
And how's that turned out?
Yeah, well, listen, Joe McGinn clearly has become a main part. So what, is this part of your wider thinking that you think there's scope for young players to be given a chance in this doubleheader?
You've totally stolen my thunder, and that's why I'm saying to the producer, the younger guy that's come through, is, I believe Ben Doakes is injured, or he's not available. Right, okay. So can you ring me a couple of other boys? Because I'm sure there's a couple others that's not available.
He would be the main one. Christie suspended, and then Aaron Hickey, Lyndon Dyke. So not loads.
So this is the best part. I think these guys would really like, in the whole of Scotland, everybody listening, etc. I'm just an old fool, kind of Scottish guy at heart. When guys are going abroad and playing Scott McTominay, Jesus Christ, do I need to say any more? Billy Gilmore, Napoli, Naples. I mean, anybody who's not been to Naples, do you need to be in Naples? It's a family.
Worst road in the world to cross.
James, they give us a wish you were here sort of travel guide. I like that. And we're going to get on to the
home of the pizza and the rotten.
Sorry, I'm not promoting that.
You can. It's fine. We're not against the Naples tourist board here.
An airline or anything like that.
Anyway,
Graham Travel.
Before we get too far down the road of pizzas and airlines and travel and all the rest of it. Somewhere in there, I think Graham makes some good points, because you're hoping Scott McTominay is a really interesting case, because he gave his best to Scotland even when he wasn't playing with Man United. Never been an issue. I cannot believe, when you think back to I think it was before, remember the Spain around that time, and he scored the two. I'm going to dig them out. We honestly had calls on here to say, don't start Scott McTominay, he doesn't get a game for Man United. And the thought now is just ludicrous. But actually now he's given his best at club level, so you like to think it's even more positive.
Let's be honest, he's one of our superstars. I mean, you play like a club like Man United, and people think you're substandard and shouldn't be having a game for Scotland is just ludicrous, because he was one of the standout performers for Man United, and people could argue at that time not their best team, but still, you've still got to get to the level, get into their starting 11, perform. And then every time he came away with Scotland, remember there was times he was playing right centre half. He then went into a kind of defensive midfield role. He then went into an advanced midfield role. He then became a threat of set pieces. He has ticked all the boxes for Scotland, and he's been one of our standouts. He's then obviously went to Italy, and he's taken his form onto another level. So he's a magnificent player for us.
Helped Scotland get to the first Euros as part of a back three, and at times felt like a kind of one man goal scoring machine to get us to the next Euros. It's been, what a spread of roles he's played.
Yeah, he's been excellent, hasn't he? Look, he's a massive player for us, no doubt about it. Put it this way, if he wasn't in the squad tonight, I think people would be looking and thinking, we're going to miss Scott McTominay. He's the one that can get you that goal. The one can break for the Midley Park. He can make that pass as well. He's got the strength at set plays, important. So he's a big, big player for us, and he's been excellent. So, yeah, McTominay will certainly start the game tonight.
I mean, I know what Graham was getting at about young players getting a chance, Mark, but we've said that if there's no scope for it, or it's not crying out for it, you're then just doing it out of, like, I don't know, like boredom, or just to give people something to talk about. Steve Clarke's actually got a group that has been performing well and getting results, and they're still there, and nothing's really changed. So I love to see new young players and different things tried, but why would
but
you?
Getting your chance, there's many different kind of perceptions of that. It has given these young players a chance to come into the full national setup. There is a huge step up when you get to that level. You don't just go from not being selected and doing well with your club team to just walking right in. Very few and far between. Like John McGinn, I know he came through the Championship and got flung in, but it's different now, especially in that midfield area. You've got so much competition. So these young players have got their chance of coming in and playing with some top-class players and learning from them. Their time will come. They might get some minutes. If everything goes well over these two ties, they might get some minutes at the end of the game. Fine. But I think Steve Clarke's made his point pretty clear that these two legs are huge for Scotland, and it'll be experience that probably gets us through.
Here you go. Who's right, who's wrong? Team is out. Craig Gordon in goal.
There's only one person right.
A
experience
back.
Counts for everything.
Four.
See you later, Darteta. Up the road.
Of Anthony Ralston, Grant Hanley, John Souter and Andy Robertson.
Come on.
Defensive midfielders of Kenny McLean and Billy Gilmore. In front of that, John McGinn, Scott McTominay, Lewis Ferguson and Shea Adams. The Dazzler's nailed it. He's nailed it.
He certainly did.
I should have a tracksuit.
No, you've had your time with your big baggy tracksuit.
Oh, no. You sat there and bumped for about 10 minutes thinking because you had two wins with Party Thistle, you knew what you were actually talking about. No, Tierney came in as a three
to,
because
you speaking to Lewis Ferguson's dad today by any chance?
I'm going to tell you right now, I know I lie constantly, right? And it's a bad habit really? I've got, and I'm working on it. I'm 100%, I never spoke to MD. I come in here and I named that team, and I think Steve Clark's correct in going with. Well done, Steve. You're sick, and you used to boys.
You shouldn't take.
I'm happy for you.
You shouldn't take Twitter as like a sensible barometer of what's going on. But see, when you look at like replies to the tweet, all it is complaints of saying like, why is Grant Hanley starting? Why is Kenny McLean starting? Why is Anthony Ralston starting? Yes, Anthony Ralston doesn't get a game for Celtic, but there are no other right backs in the squad apart from Max Johnson. So guess what? One of them has to start, and it's going to be the guy that's played before. Yeah. If you think Kenny McLean doesn't deserve his place, you've not seen any Scotland games recently. So what's the point in sort of airing that? And yes, again, Grant Hanley is an unpopular choice. Mm. But what are you going to do? You put is Ryan Portis, Scott McKenna, are they much of a muchness? Or is Steve Clarke always going to go with the team that in the last three games beat Croatia, beat Poland and drew with Croatia?
Should be fair, right, it is a big decision because...
But that's not a controversial team. You've got big decisions to make,
because,
but why act like it is?
Because I'm telling you now, I think you're right in what you're saying. McLean didn't have his favourite. The fans didn't like him at all. But he's been really, really good for us. His big decision was quite simply, he's got a top, top player at his disposal. We're Scotland. And we have tried this for... Since anybody has got that sort of squad, get their best players in the team, and sometimes we upset the balance of that. So I think that was a big decision, because he easily could have went with March formation. He could have left out Ferguson. He shoved Tierney in there. Everybody would have went, oh, brilliant, he's got Tierney back, him and Robertson down the left-hand side. But he's looked at the overall picture, and I think he's went with that solid base. The back four that he likes, the goalkeeper, they've been doing very, very well. And so is Ralston, by the way, let's be honest, right? And then he's put that strength in front of them to try and protect them with Adams up top. So everybody's got their opinion. I think that's the right team, as I said earlier.
I think the strength in that, it certainly is a midfield. Two at the base, very good, even though Kenny McLean's an unpopular one, but he's a safe bet. Gilmore can link it brilliantly. The three in front, very good. And Ferguson certainly deserves his chance. I mean, I didn't have him in the team at the expense of Tierney, but I don't think, you know, he should have just been left out because of that, if that makes sense. He's been outstanding. He's had to go through a tough time through injury. But going away and taking on the challenge that he did, and then is he still captain, Bologna?
Yeah.
Incredible.
You were joking there about talking to his... And I spoke to his dad last week, right, when he was coming over, and the impression I got that Lewis thought he was coming over to be part of the squad, you know what I mean, kick his way back into it. But I just thought, with his experience abroad, he's get back now... He's a real powerhouse. We're away from home. The strength in the middle of the park. He's got everything in his locker. He's a top player. He's going to move on to a bigger club. I just thought it was a good decision to make.
We've got... We've said it before, three midfielders playing in Serie A in our starting lineup. It's quite something. And then the other one, McGinn, captain of a team in the last, what, eight of the Champions League. That's quite something to have. So... We're in a good place. I'm not having a go here at Shea Adams, but we just always lack that bit of star quality at the top end to match
well.
I know he's doing well, but he's not quite headline grabbing, is he, like the others?
0141 951 1025. What do you make of that team? Give us a call. We'll speak to you next.
Step around Scotland for Cash for Kids Day.
Right, if you've not heard about this big challenge we've set ourselves, let me paint the picture. Stepping around Scotland with our friends at 101 convenience stores, and to cover that distance is going to require 16 million steps. Obviously, we can't do that alone, so that's where you come in. And the easiest way, probably, to get involved would be to sign up for the Kilt Walk. It's the 26th, 27th of April, and you can walk anywhere from 3 up to 23 miles to help us hit that target. If you get in touch with the Cash for Kids team, you can claim your place for free, but it doesn't need to be that organised Kilt Walk. You just get your school involved, get friends, work colleagues involved, whatever it is. Help us hit the target before Cash for Kids Day on Thursday the 1st of May. We're trying to help children in our area, right in our communities, on our doorstep, to make sure they don't go hungry during the school holidays, which is a real problem. So sign up at Clyde1.com. It's all for Cash for Kids Day, proudly supported by 101 convenience stores.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Just under an hour to go until kickoff in Athens. We've given the Scotland team, there's a bit of a spoiler because Matt is hanging on the line now. Matt, you were on the line before the team was announced. You wanted George Hurst to get the nod up front. We can now spoil it and tell you that he doesn't. Are you annoyed to hear that?
Well, as I say to the producer, the Scotland strikers are setting the head on fire. You know what I mean? I wanted the boy to get a chance because he's a centre forward. I mean, really, just put the ball in the net. That's his job. He doesn't even worry about fancy football. Just put the ball in the net. So that's the only surprise I had. But I wanted Scotland to win an eight, so it's been a good week for me. Because last Thursday, the Rangers won. They won on Sunday. If Scotland win, it's a crying week. Unlike the wee guy, it was only Monday night. Oh, Rangers spoiled my New Year. Then they spoiled my St. Patrick's Day. I hope his birthday doesn't fall in the next Old Firm game. He's going to have a week, isn't he? You know what I mean?
Look, Mark, again, George Hurst, it would have been nice and new and shiny and we'd all have been curious to see how he got on. But again, it kind of goes back to what we've said. You can only kind of pick what's there. Is Shea Adams a world-beating international striker? No. But George Hurst on zero caps versus Shea Adams on whatever he's got. He has scored 9 goals for Torino this season,
yep,
which is more than George Hurst has got for Ipswich. It's double what George Hurst has got for Ipswich. Did anyone, apart from Matt, fully expect to see George Hurst lead the line?
Not a chance. I think you go with your tried and tested, your experience and your legs. Shea Adams was brought into the side at a time where we needed a bit of mobility, wee bit of pace and physicality up top, and he certainly lived up to that. Would we have liked him to score more goals for Scotland? Of course we would have, but he's our best option at the minute, and it's as simple as that. Hurst might be something for further down the line, but it was always going to be Shea Adams, and I think he'll play the majority of the game tonight.
I can't disagree with that. I know what you're saying, it's freshness coming in. You look at the two young players coming in as well. I think they have got a wee bit of freshness tonight because Ferguson's in there. It's been a while since he played. It was always going to be Adams. Look, the lad has come in. I've not seen a lot of him, I've got to be honest. I'm sure there's a lot of Scottish fans, unless you support Ipswich, not seen a lot of him. But
it seems by all accounts, like in the very loose, he's more the Lyndon Dykes mould.
Yeah.
So you know that option within games to...
So because we're away from home tonight, the substitutions are going to be very important. So it might play that a vital part in the game tonight, Gordon. If you've got something to hold on to and we need maybe a different option there, we can throw him on up front for Adams. Obviously Nisbet's in there. We're hoping that he can keep the goal scoring run going if he gets an opportunity tonight. We've got plenty of options off the bench. Steve Clark can only pick a starting 11. He did hint a little bit today by saying, look, he's got to go with his experienced ones. Adam's a massive part of his squad, so no surprise there for me.
Matt, he excited to see what he can offer over the two legs though, because I suppose there's very little chance Shea Adams is going to play 180 minutes, is he?
I'm looking forward to it, because if you read the write-up he's getting for the Scotland camp, I think it was, don't know if it was John McGuinness, he's a big present as a boy. I mean, he's a young boy, and I know Gordon was saying about legs, and we all got old, Gordon, but surely a younger boy up there willing to prove his point in the Scotland team, and maybe he's a bit more. I mean, because the Scotland strikers haven't been hitting the net, as I say, and that's the centre forward's job.
But Adams isn't over the hill. You're not looking at Adams at 34 years of age and 28. Thinking, right, exactly, 28, you're at the peak of your career. He's over in Italy playing, he's doing well, he's scoring goals. I think he's a willing runner. I think he'll do his shift tonight. Look, you've got to understand, because of the amount of players now in squads and they're allowed to put on the bench, substitutes become a very important part of the game now. They're the guys that can come on and steady the ship when you're needing to settle everything down. They're the guys that can come on and make themselves heroes, get the goal that takes you into a good situation come to Hampden on Sunday. So I think everybody in that squad will be told, look, you've got your part to play, but Steve Clark can only start with that 11. Yeah. And look, doesn't matter to him, Dale, so I've agreed with his starting 11.
I mean, Mark, for years now, because you know, we don't have great options in attack or up front, it has brought the best out, though, of John McGinn and Scott McTominay in a goal-scoring front. That, again, to go back to international football, when you can't sign one, you're just going to need to find a way. And I know this team has clearly got limitations. It's got to Euros and it's not gone as far as people would like. But ultimately, getting goals out of the midfield has... Well, it's worked up to a point. It's taken us from international wilderness back into the conversation to take the next step. We need to find one. But that's it. Generally, that's it. You need to find one. They're not just going to appear. So is there still an extra reliance on McGinn and...
Well, of course, I think we rely heavily on them. We will for the foreseeable future. Shea Adams not getting any younger, so I don't expect him to burst into a player that we've not already seen for Scotland. Dykes, listen, there's going to come a time that his race is run as well. So where do we look next? Hurst might be one, but again, it's not like he's 18, he's 26. Hurst?
Yeah, 26.
26. So he's not a young boy, but he's playing at a very good level, of course. You look at the bench, Wilson being included might just be something for further down the line again. So it's somewhere that we aren't blessed with that great instinct to goal scoring. And I'm afraid the goals are going to have to come from other areas. Christie chips in usually when he's there or thereabouts. Doak might just come in and chip in with a few as well. I think the key thing is as well for Adams and Dykes when they play, the creativity behind. If you've got Doak behind you, that real winger who drives at people and goes back past people, then there's every chance that you may get more chances created. Sometimes the way we play doesn't really lay it on a plate for Dykes and Adams, and a lot of their work is done by occupying two defenders or flicking it on for McGinn or McTominay. So they played a part within the team. You need to create for some of these guys, and maybe with the exclusion of Doak, we might just lack over these two games.
Great to see Lewis Ferguson back, because he's not played. It's exactly, it's a year, what was 6 days short of a year.
Yeah.
The Northern Ireland friendly, remember that one, which is quite forgettable. It was the last appearance. He would almost certainly have gone to the Euros, and he missed out on that experience. So, you know, good to see him back.
But he's one as well that can grab a goal from midfield. He's a very, very good player. You don't get to the level he's at and captaining your side at the top end of Serie A if you aren't. So I do think it's remarkable that we've got three top midfielders playing their trade in Serie A in our midfield. That should be something that we are really pleased about. And of course, you're never going to have that running throughout your full team, but we've got to utilise those three guys to the best of our ability.
Okay, Steve Clark, get anything right, anything wrong for you tonight, give us a call. We'll thank Matt. He is in the hat for the tickets to Air Races as well. And let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Two tiebreakers in a row this week, I think, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes, I won on Tuesday. It was so impressive because it was only 15 goals out.
Simon Donnelly lost on the tiebreaker last night. It was one of the ugliest games of Beat the Pundit of all time.
He's not an entertainer.
He had quite a good record though, but this season he's fallen off a cliff. So let's see what we can come up with tonight. 0141 951 1025. And the lines close at 7.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are in the building, and you can join them on the phones. We are building up to kick off in Athens. Scotland looking to stay in Nations League A, a two-legged playoff against Greece, starting with the away leg and then back to Hampden on Sunday. Steve Clark has named his team, and he has stuck with the back four that saw a fair level of success towards the end of the Nations League group. But that does mean, though, no Kieran Tierney, and obviously no real options out wide. So looking for some inspiration from some central midfielders, maybe Kieran Tierney off the bench, and so on. So what are your thoughts? Has Steve Clark got it right or wrong? What are you thinking generally? If you want to talk club football, we are more than here for it. It might be a good time in the show to do that, actually. So 01419511025 is the number you need, and every caller who makes it on air goes into the hat for two tickets to Air Races as well tonight. So callers right now, we play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Good news for you last night.
I'm a rising.
Simon's defeat puts even more daylight between you and him. So you know that way they get to this time in the season, they say you're looking up.
Yeah.
As you know, as the saying would go in the sort of league table. So a win tonight, again, you go above Scott Allen. You would just be climbing all the time.
Scott Allen?
Mm-hmm.
He's played about two games.
Oh, please don't go there. He hasn't. He's
played. By the way, where am I in the league? I'm in the top four.
No, obviously.
You've never
not.
Been
no.
top four, mate. Never. No. Never. You're scrapping.
I thought I was up there amongst table. The big boys.
Win tonight, you'll overtake Scott Allen. You would be a fraction. We'll
it should
call
be
it.
A prize or a trophy well, at the end of the
be.
Season.
I'm sure of it.
You'll just be a monetary voucher or something.
You'll be a fraction behind Hugh Keevans, so you could take him soon. You've got everybody in your sights, really.
Well, I'm aiming for a top.
A forfeit for the bottom of the table.
Who is? Let's name and shame him. Duff.
No, no.
Tell me Big Marv, please.
No, he's all right. Marvin's good. He's fourth.
Nice. No,
Marvin's good.
Marvin's fourth.
Mm-hmm. Played 16 times and only lost three.
I think they've ate the course on Marvin's night. And
well, tell me who's bottom. Oh, I'll tell you who's bottom. The Annan man.
Cammy Bell.
Ross McCormick's bottom.
Is he? It's not a surprise.
He's only played five times.
He's been unlucky.
Paddy's on the line tonight. How's it going, Paddy?
Yeah, all good, boys. Hope you're all well.
Who's your team, Paddy?
Dunfermline.
Right, what's going on there? Are you on board with a managerial sacking after eight games?
It's just frantic. Like, I tried to get on the last couple of nights to see what your thoughts were on it, but it's been crazy. I think Tidzer's been a bit unlucky because obviously he's not had a lot of say in the signing because we've brought in John Colburn, who's the director of football now. So it's been mental. I don't know if you've seen who the favourite is for the job. I don't know if that plays any part in it or what.
Go on, what are you getting at? For anyone who doesn't know,
Neil Lennon's the favourite.
I saw that. Stuart Kettlewell in the mix.
Yeah,
the last couple of games.
I don't know if it's because somebody knows something or somebody just put a bit of money in and tried to just.
That does tend to be the way it works. To be fair, doesn't take much to change the managerial odds. Anyway, we'll speak more to Paddy about that after we play Beat the Pundit. I think it's an interesting conversation. I mean, even if you're not a Dunfermline fan, you must be thinking: Is that the way culture is now? Eight games, you lose your job. So we'll speak more about that to Paddy in a sec. Let's play Beat the Pundit first. If we toss heads, it will be Mark Wilson. Tails will be Gordon DL. And it is Tails. Big incentive for you tonight.
This could be
Gordon DL's a hero. I think he's so funny.
Paddy,
fans are not allowed to praise former Raith Rovers players.
I'm going to tuck Paddy away and he's made me feel bad.
Hero's a bit strong, Paddy.
I hope you get one.
Just a character.
Oh, thank you, Paddy. You're a bit of a character.
My favourite quote of you tonight, it was actually off air during the break. I didn't pick you up on it at the time, is when you were trying to describe what you had for dinner last night, and he said, "What are they kind of red chips called?" Sweet potato fries.
What's also interesting, what's having chips for his dinner tonight? Two packets of hula hoops.
Oh, I love my hula hoops.
What flavour?
Salt and vinegar's got to be number one, and then I mix it up between beef and plain.
But you see, when he says to me, though, I'm having beef and salt and vinegar, I thought he was having like beef with salt and vinegar. He meant the flavour beef hula hoops and salt and vinegar hula hoops.
I can't explain this. He is an embodiment of beef hula hoops. See, if you had to say to me, guess what crisps I'm having, I would have said beef hula hoops.
Would you?
I just think it's oozing out you.
Oh yeah, I like a mixture.
On the five fingers, a hula hoop in each finger.
Have we discussed this before, actually? Because it's kind of coming back to me.
No.
I can just, you'd be sponsored by beef hula hoops.
I wish
if you were a player now.
Love hula hoops.
Unbelievable.
I don't think that.
By the only best, I hope you do well.
It's not the compliment you think it is. Right, anyway.
He's well happy with that.
Hold on a minute. Are you trying to insinuate something here?
You're a beef hula hoop man.
I'll beef hula hoop you.
I didn't say it was him.
Right, anyway. Give the hula hoop man something else to listen to so Paddy gets a clear run at it. Paddy, 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know the answer.
Yep.
Right, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Who is the last Greek to play for Celtic?
Giorgio Samaras.
What club does George Hurst play for?
Ipswich.
Former Greek and Rangers defender Kyriakos played for which current English Premier League side?
Pass.
True or false, Dunfermline Livy has been called off due to international call-ups?
True.
Which team are nicknamed the Harry Rags?
Pass.
Name either team playing in the Women's Sky Sports Cup final this weekend?
Pass.
Which Motherwell player has been called up to the Northern Ireland squad?
Cody Balmer.
You ready, hula hoop man?
The hula hoop is ready.
Is that what they're... Are they just called beef? Yeah, because I'm not familiar. Hoops. I know, but is it beef and onion? Is it got some sort of just beef?
What part of beef are you not picking up?
You know, sometimes I've got a wee like roast beef or whatever.
Well, it's no roast beef.
Just beef.
Beef.
Okay.
Capital B. Double E.
We just said the word beef so much that it doesn't sound like a word anymore.
Yeah, beef. Right, come on.
30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Who is the last Greek to play for Celtic?
Samaras.
What club does George Hurst play for?
Ipswich.
Former Greek and Rangers defender Kyriakos played for which current English Premier League side?
Oh, Brighton, no idea.
True or false, Dunfermline v Livy has been called off due to international call-ups?
False.
Which team are nicknamed the Harry Rags?
Jags. Partick Thistle.
Name either team playing in the Women's Sky Sports Cup final this weekend?
Hibs.
Which Motherwell player has been called up to the Northern Ireland squad?
What player?
Motherwell. Did you say? Hurry up.
Northern Ireland squad is.
Three.
Slattery.
I don't know. The old Englishman, Callum Slattery. Paddy. He sounded like he was the hula hoops in the brain. Surely you've done him.
Should have stuck with Walkers.
Has Paddy beat me?
Nah, it's close, I think. Let's find out. I genuinely don't know. The last Greek to play for Celtic, you both said Samaras. You're both wrong.
Giacomakis.
Yes.
Okay, Paddy.
What club does George Hurst play for? You both knew Ipswich. Bad timing on this, is it, for me personally? Is it not? It's the anniversary roundabout, maybe today actually, of the, you know, the Davy Cooper final. Rangers battered Motherwell in the League Cup final at Hampden. Do you remember it? The kind of anniversary,
yeah,
of that game. Kyriakos scored for Rangers. Mm-hmm. Played for Liverpool.
Oh, did
he I... did not get it? So still 1-0. True or false?
This is true, isn't it?
Dunfermline Livy has been called off due to international call-ups.
It's true. I know. Why did I go false?
I think people probably think we like reverse engineer this or whatever. See the number of times this happens. With no offence to Paddy or the good people of Dunfermline, he might be the first Dunfermline fan we've had on here in about 10 years, and there just so happens to be a Dunfermline question.
I take it Paddy knew that.
Of course he did. Who's on international duty, Paddy?
Jeremiah Mullen, Owen Hampson, and somebody else.
It's good enough for me. No, I was genuinely curious. Like,
how many do you need? Three or four?
I think it's something like that. Yeah, just a couple. Really.
I can't believe the way they're playing. They've got internationals.
Well, that's the way it is. 2-1 though.
Oh, well,
to Paddy. Until Harry Rags or Partick Thistle equaliser, Gordon DL. Name either team playing in the Women's Sky Sports Cup final this weekend. It is Hibs against Rangers. You both got it. So, are we still level?
3-3.
We are. Surely you're going to that game, Hibs Rangers?
No.
Why?
Why should I?
It's a Fir Park. Cup final.
Yeah,
I'm you busy. Live right next to it.
It's the only weekend I've got off in my entire career. I'm out. You know where I'm going at weekend. Where's my favourite weekend place?
You're not disgracing yourself in Wonder Bar again.
Oh, 100%.
63.
I do not care.
63.
Oh, I can't. I'm
terrible.
In.
Wonder Bar
for the Wonder Barons. I will be there.
They've got their own club, Wonder Barers.
We are the Wonder Barons.
Easily one of the worst experiences of my life was when, remember, we played a small part, we appeared on the open goal show at the Hydro. Yeah. We were on to do like a little sketch, and then they had an after thing at Wonder Bar. Mm. It was the only, I think it's probably the first time I had been, and he was there, and like a teenager, genuinely, before we left, he goes, "Want to do a wee lap of the place?"
Oh, no way!
No, I did!
You're 62.
That is rubbish. Incredible. I mean, anyway. Two laps.
Anyway, we really got off topic there. So,
are the Motherwell players?
Three. Which Motherwell player has been called up to the Northern Ireland squad? You said Slattery. It's Kofi Bulmer.
Oh, he told you the other night as well.
Sure, Kofi Bulmer.
Paddy didn't get it.
Paddy did get it. Oh!
Yeah. What did you say there, Paddy?
You heard me.
Up the road, son.
Up the road.
That's one of the answers of the season. Paddy's a Dunfermline fan, and he knows Kofi Bulmer doesn't even get a game for Motherwell, really, and he knows he's in the squad.
Did you get that, Paddy?
No, I seen it on Twitter yesterday, actually.
Oh, did you, Paddy? Did you? Aye.
That's a good. I'm impressed.
Twanda Massinissi got called up as well.
Not for Northern Ireland, he didn't, but you're right. I know, I'm only joking. I think he was in the bench.
Do you know, listen, I'm quite happy because I like Paddy. Paddy's
well.
All right, but I cannot believe I went for a silly double bluff.
On the true or false, I know. Do you know the way to think about it? See, the producers, they're not as clever as that to try and do you the double.
Yeah, 100%. I've seen some of them win them all done.
What about there's a new producer. he's in having a look at the way the production works, and he came in and during the break and said he's from Stornoway, and Gordon asked if he was going back home tonight.
That's a little in our flight.
Driving up the road tonight, mate.
In the car.
I tell you, he'll be inundated with black.
But be honest, when he left, you said to us that you thought it was just
like
2 hours away.
I thought it was only a couple of hours. Paddy, well done, right. My percentage, you've done me.
Paddy, who do you want to be the new Dunfermline manager?
I wouldn't mind Kettlewell. I mean, I've seen Callum Davidson linked, but I know there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes at Queen's Park that obviously they want like their youth players coming through, and obviously I think it was like 3 wins in 4 months he had. I don't know, such a hard job at Dunfermline. There's so much negativity around the place right now as well, so it's, I don't know, I take Lennon, but then we don't know what he's going to be like on a budget at us, I'm not sure. But the new owners seem like if they stay in the Championship they really want to have a go at it, so.
Don't get me wrong, look, culture shifted, Paddy. People are way more short term now. Are there? Because, listen, it's so easy for us on the outside, and I always really try and stay away from it. You pay your money, you watch them film, and I don't. Are there people who thought getting rid of Michael Tidzer after 8 games was the right decision?
Yeah, I mean, I was at the game on Friday night, and the crowd was terrible for a derby game. You know, it's just not been great, and I feel for Tidzer because he's came across as a guy who's genuine, he wants. You could, if you listen to any's interviews, he was straight to the point. He knew what he wanted to do next season. He basically came out and said that the players weren't good enough, and you know it maybe didn't end well. So Tidzer, he's just such a nice guy as well. He did want the best, and just such a shame for him, to be honest.
Mark, see this. Does this put you off management? When we're talking about being in charge at Partick Thistle just now, you've clearly got ambitions there, and you're doing really well. I want to try and separate the two, because see for Dunfermline fans says, but it was really bad, and I never had faith that, you know, it was only heading one way and we had to get rid. Then okay, I don't feel like we can argue with that, like I say, when we don't watch them. But as a wider point, it feels like football might be a bit broken. You know, if you have loads of applicants and you've got your guy and you go after him, and it took a while to get him, and then after 8 games, which he didn't even lose all 8, by the way. Even if he had, you think, well, it just feels like it's not sustainable. It just feels like football at some point would need to like have a real look at how that all works. Because what
well,
is the
does,
next
but
guy
how do you regulate? Yeah, that, because which other industry does something like that happen? I think it's a ridiculous decision, and I will argue about, you know, Dunfermline fans. Okay, are entitled to their opinion, but how can you really tell after 8 games? You tell me, how can you really tell unless you know the intricate details of things inside that's went hugely wrong? And it would have to be huge for that period of games.
Because see specifically on this as well, and Paddy can jump in if I've got any of this wrong. Michael Tidzer didn't get the Dunfermline job because he had won loads. Because how could he? He's a, he's a brand new manager. So
data analysis.
Exactly. So he's got the job on data analysis. He's got the job on the style of football, which everybody agrees is the hardest bit to implement. So you go up a level, you go to the Championship, you've got a set group of players which you can't change yet, you've got a pitch that probably isn't great, and you then have to do that style instantly overnight, and then you only get the 8 games. So I just can't figure out how that works, Gordon.
Yeah, I think he's a bit hard done to. The problem is, I think when they look where the Dunfermline is in the league, Gordon, it would be a blow for them to drop out of that Championship. And I watched a part of the game with like Paddy on Friday night. I thought they were, they looked dreadful for me, I've got to say. Right, but you've got to give our manager a chance. You've got to give him transfer windows. You've got to give him time to settle in and get his own style across. It certainly didn't happen. I think it's a panic decision. It's a panic decision because they are going to come in and try and take Dunfermline back up the way. They weren't seeing that. They weren't confident in the manager, but they were watching. And they decided, rather than wait for it to happen, they've tried to get a reaction by saying, right, we'll get someone else in there now and hopefully can keep us in the Championship, and then hopefully we can plan for next year. And unfortunately for Tidzler, he's
gone. Sorry, Tidzler.
His job has gone.
But what is that saying for any other manager that's on that shortlist just now, that these new owners who have come in and use analytics to pry someone away? And bear in mind that Tidzer, they had to wait to agree the compensation. There was that lengthy wait. Was it two weeks or something?
Because he was
like
a player as well, wasn't
it? Exactly. So they had to wait and they bided their time. If you're making a decision like that, you've got to give it time to bear its fruits. I get they're in a relegation battle, but they were there and thereabouts anyway.
Hence why you've changed manager.
Changed manager. I know Airdrie are starting to pick up points and Hamilton are in there and there is that danger. But you've made your bed, you need to line it for a bit. And if worse comes to worse, if you do go down, surely you back the manager and have enough faith, because you've waited on him, to let him start the season.
What do you think? Sure, Kettlewell, Neil Lennon, can you see either of those? Callum Davidson would be quite a swap the Championship.
I think they would look at someone like Stuart Kettlewell, they might look at. Neil Lennon would be massive for them, Gordon. But you just wonder if Neil will look that job. And look, it's a big club. There's no doubt about it. There's a big club if you can get that going. And Paddy will tell you that. I've played there. I've played in derbies in front of full houses there. But Neil does a lot of media work now. And sometimes you just got to weigh up. You know, you'll look at that.
Is it worth the hassle that you might get binned after 8 games?
Exactly. And that's what's happened. So I don't think it would happen to Neil Lennon, but I think Neil will need to weigh up where the club's going to go, what he wants it to be. Is it a project that he fancies? I'm very much against. I don't think Neil will take that job. Look at the job.
Okay, thank you to Paddy. 01419511025. I think Ken is on the other line. How are you, Ken?
Hi, fine. Good to talk to the three of you.
And you, Ken. What's on your mind then? What are you thinking tonight?
I mean, Ralston's played really well. He's done a great job for Scotland in the games he's played, replacing Hickey and Patterson. But I just wonder tonight if the best option on the right, at some point later in the game, would still be Tierney on that side. I wonder what you thought of that.
I think we dabbled before, Mark. Yeah. It didn't go particularly well, but it was a while ago.
Again, kind of square pegs and round holes with that one. I don't think Ralston's done bad in that position. Problem with Ralston in his full career, Celtic or Scotland, he is a bit of the whipping boy because he's not a glamorous name. I don't think he ever let Celtic down, and I can very rarely remember him letting Scotland in, especially in that back four. When Steve Clarke's went that way for the Poland game, the Croatia game, the Portugal game, maybe even Croatia away before that, with Ralston in there, I don't think he's going to then upset the balance of that. And that's the key thing. I think the balance of your back four is going to be crucial, especially when you've got no width as it is, and you're going to rely on someone like Ralston, a right-sided player, getting up the right-hand side. You don't want it to keep checking back.
What's your thinking on it, Ken? Why is it you think it could be an idea?
Well, I mean, the guys in the studio are the experts, they're the managers, but he's talking about width there. I wonder if later on in the game, Tierney would give more width. He's always an attacking threat, and it would be a surprise.
Look, let's look at Ralston first and foremost. I don't think if everybody was fit in the position, he'd be a number one right back. But tonight, I think he's the right choice. I can understand the argument. Listen, Tierney could go.
To be fair, Ken's talking about in game.
Yeah.
As an impact coming on.
Who Tierney?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that Ralston can get him down there. Can Tierney go and play that position? I think he's good enough to play most positions, to be quite honest with you. But obviously the start of the game is so important tonight. Also, Ralston, it's like McLean had to prove himself. Ralston's the same, and he gets this tag thrown on. Well, he's not the first pick every week with Celtic. Am I right? Ralston's played something like over 100 games for Celtic, hasn't he, throughout his career? It's not like you're throwing someone in there that's only played a dozen games for Celtic at one point. So he's got a lot of experience playing in big, big games as well. Yes, he's not the number one choice just now, but I think Ralston does a real steady job there, I really do.
I think again, Mark, it's just back to that international level, you can only use what's there. I've still seen loads of complaints about Anthony Ralston starting. Your only choice really is Anthony Ralston or Max Johnson, who hopefully is on the right path, hopefully becomes a good Scotland player, has played in the Champions League with Sturm Graz, but is uncapped. So are you going to play someone with zero caps away to Greece in that environment when they do have a very good home record? As Gordon says, if Aaron Hickey's fit, Aaron Hickey's playing. If Nathan Patterson's fit and flying, he's probably in the squad as well. Yeah. It just is what it is. So you've got to be careful you're not being too unfair. Anthony Ralston, you know, played the Poland game, played the Croatia game, played the previous Nations League games. So there are two ways of looking at it. You can assess his performances, but then also even what else are you meant? What else are you meant to do? Who else are you meant to play? I think got to be a realism about that.
Well, he's played in major championships as well, big games for Scotland, Champions League games for Celtic. You know, why would you change him? Anthony Ralston is not a bad player. He's a very good player to get to that level. Just because he's playing in a top side like Celtic and Alistair Johnson's ahead of him doesn't mean he's a bad player. Mm. And similarly with Scotland, just because Aaron Hickey would be the number one doesn't mean Anthony Ralston's a bad player. He does a good job, and it's the right call, in my opinion.
Don't get me wrong. I feel, reading between the lines or listening to what he said, to be more specific, Gordon, that Steve Clarke might be edging towards, not breaking point, that sounds a bit drastic, but he was asked about the right backs, why no Nathan Patterson, who technically is fit. And he acknowledged that Anthony Ralston's not playing a lot of football. Mm-hmm. So he wanted the other one in the squad to at least be playing. So, you know, you can't have the perfect choice. So you've got Ralston, who's tried and tested but not really playing, or Max Johnson, who is playing but has never made an appearance. So it feels like if this was to go on much longer, maybe it is time for someone else to take the spot off Anthony Ralston. But for now, it's him.
I think there's no doubt that's going to happen. But where we are just now, I think it's the right choice, and I think he's picked the right one tonight. If Tierney comes on the park tonight to make an impact, it'll probably be for a change, as Mark touched on earlier, maybe a back three to tighten things up, an extra defender in there.
Well, Ken's got his theory, and it might well work out, Ken. We'll keep an eye on it. Thank you very much. 01419511025. Give us a call, and we'll speak to you next.
The voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale are here. It's 01419511025, and we are 15 minutes away from kickoff in Athens as Scotland kick off their Nations League playoff. So anything else to add on the team or how you think the game will go or the shape or whatever, give us a shout and we will get you on. Every caller who makes it onto the show goes into the hat for the tickets to Air Races as well. A topical teaser for you tonight. Thank you to Jerry in Erskine. Can you name the last 8 Scotland men's players to make their debut as a teenager? Can you name the last 8 Scotland men's players to make their debut as a teenager? We hope Lennon Miller and Doak. James Wilson will be added to the list.
Doak, yeah.
Yes, the most recent. He was 18 at the time.
18. I would say probably
Robertson.
No. I would say Tierney.
Yep. 2016, he was 18 years old.
Because I was going to say Robertson, they stole him. 18.
Take one more guess.
Oh, let's go. Was McGinn quite
old? No.
No.
Darren Fletcher.
Just bear in mind, McGinn had gone from St Mirren and Hibs at that time. Not Darren Fletcher.
Not as far back as that.
No.
Not as far back.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Patterson.
Yes, he was 19 back in 2021.
Oh, another one, Hickey.
Yes, he was also 19. Right, leave it there because that's four already. You're halfway there. Can you name the last eight Scotland men's internationals to make their debut?
Gilmore.
I'm not finished. I'm not accepting any more answers currently.
God, he's on the belly.
Where's the teenager? Tierney, Patterson, Hickey, Doak, Gilmore. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He was
flying.
He was 9 days before his 20th birthday. Right, please do leave it there because you've got three to get before the end. Of
just
the show.
Him on the telly. How could you not tell that that was his dad going back to that?
Oh,
he is a spitting image of his old man. And you're asking his old man, is he? Did you get the tickets?
Can we just relive that? Just in case anyone didn't hear it at the Euros, I think it is worth repeating. I just want you to picture the scene. We are on a flight to Munich, right? The full Gilmore clan are on there. Every one of them with Gilmore 23 in the back of their Scotland strips. I mean about 12 of them, right? Two things. Billy Gilmore's dad is the spitting image of him. And same secondly size. He's also quite, he's on TV quite a lot. You know, like when he's in pictures or interviews or zoomed in on the crowd or social media or whatever. Gordon's sitting in the aisle seat and I'm at the other side of the aisle and I'm just watching this unfold. There's a queue for the toilet. Billy Gilmore's dad is leaning on Gordon DL's seat. He's level with him. And Gordon just looks up at him, you know, that awkward way when someone's in the plane and goes, "All right, son." "Looking forward to this." And he goes, "Aye, aye, looking forward to that." And he goes, "You get tickets for any of the games?" Billy Gilmore's dad then looks at me and sort of winks or as if to say, "Is this guy for real?" And he goes, "Aye, have you got tickets for the games?" And Gordon goes, "What one?" And he goes, "All three." And he starts going, "All three? But Mark, listen to this. They've got tickets for all three games."
I said, "Don't give him any more beers. I'm in a trolley."
But you know what the worst he did?
Tell you what the worst was.
You know that thing he did? That thing he does, all the time with his bad facial recognition. I said, "Gordon, come on. You tell me you can't see the family resemblance?" And he goes, "Ah, yeah, I see it now. I see it now. I see it now." Billy Gilmore's dad goes into the toilet and he goes, "Who is that? I've no idea."
He went chat and his dad. It was the fact she when he came out and he had Gilmore and
seen him every day after that, didn't we?
How many times did we see him in Germany?
He was having a good time.
He never seen us.
Ross is in Cambus Lang. How's it going, Ross?
Not bad, thanks guys. How's yourselves?
Good, thank you. What are you thinking tonight?
I've been listening to the show and I think I'm a Rangers fan and I think that Anthony Ralston is the best the best that we've got and he's not done much wrong in a Scotland top, in my opinion. My main point really was the selection and the constant selection under Steve Clarke of Grant Hanley. Now, in my opinion, we've got three defenders on the bench who are, in my opinion, stronger than Hanley would be. I think Hanley is past it. I think there's times where he has performed in a Scotland jersey, but recently, at the end of the Nations League, I thought that his performances were well under par, and I think alongside the likes of John Souter, who does have a calm head on his shoulders, I think somebody like Jack Hendry, you look on the bench, you've got Ryan Porteous, Scott McKenna, but even, as you say, Kieran Tierney, I think would have been even a better choice at centre-back.
Is it the... Because if we've... Everyone's entitled to their opinion, but we've half-shot down, and Ross has agreed... Let's be fair, there isn't much of a debate. It's going to be Anthony Ralston. People don't like Kenny McLean, but let's be fair. Is Grant Hanley the most debatable position in that starting 11 tonight?
Probably. Yeah, I would say so. And I toyed with it myself. I thought, has McKenna done enough playing at that level? to probably play that left-sided one and partner John Souter.
24 appearances for Las Palmas this season, I think.
Decent. I know he gets sent off, didn't he, in
two games ago.
That's a good level you're playing at. So I thought if there was an argument, it might have been him. Jack Henry, see, to be honest, I couldn't tell you much about Jack Henry's club career now, or the level that he's playing at, or what that is like. There's a couple of superstars out there, but is it a good enough level? I'm not so sure. But McKenna would have been the one. But I guess he goes for Hanley and Stewart because he goes for that robust two who know how to defend their box well, who he can rely on. And going with history over the last couple of games, it looks solid enough. I'm guessing that's what he's going to have.
That is probably exactly what Steve Clark would say, Gordon. Mm. Grant Hanley and John Souter played when we beat Croatia, played when we beat Poland, and played when we got a clean sheet against Portugal, and that was the last three games.
Any good manager will tell you the heart of the defence is two centre-halves playing together. They might not be your two first choices you look at and you think, well, Mark makes a case there for McKenna. I think on recent form for Scotland, with Souter, and what we've got in the back four, I think that's the right choice tonight
to go and play them. But I can see the arguments.
He
came off at half-time in the Croatia game and the aforementioned Scott McKenna took his place. Is it just Scott McKenna's not inexperienced, Ross. Is it just a real emphasis on that, do you think, from Steve Clark?
Yeah, I think I can understand the point of view that obviously the guys are making, that the spine of any team is, as you say, you need two good centre-halves, a midfield and a striker. But I think for me, especially when there's such games at an international level where you're going to have players who try and run in behind, Hanley, for me, doesn't have that. That's where he's likely to make mistakes, and that's where he's likely to cost Scotland, where it's been proven before. And for me, that's where the likes of a Scott McKenna, Ryan Porteous even, whereby I know that Porteous has got his own disciplinary record. However, as I say, paired with someone that can maybe calm him down, and the likes of a John Souter would then be able to kind of level head that kind of an instinct to go and maybe do something that is going to cost the team.
It's funny because actually that Porteous Hanley combo, Porteous Henry Tierney, sort of that. They played a lot of the qualification games for the previous Euros and did ever so well. Ryan Porteous got sent off in the first game of the Euros and hasn't really got back in. The other thing, Mark, that it shouldn't be an absolute deal breaker, but can't also be ignored, is Grant Hanley is now playing League One as well. So he dropped down again. I mean, he actually hasn't even played that often. He's now in the Birmingham team latterly, sort of since the turn of the year. So you just wonder if he's still in tonight, if he's still the number one choice, fine, but you wonder how long for.
Well, I wonder if it's these two games, because it's a two-legged affair. If it is based on experience that Steve Clark has mentioned, and we get these two games out the way, and then there's got to come a stage with any player, international football, that you move on, and Hanley's might just be in borrowed time for the games coming up in the summer.
You talk about two games. He might look at this game tonight and then come to Hampden, change it to back three and bring in different personnel.
Well, I think what was interesting about that Croatia game, remember they got someone sent off and then Scott McKenna came on at half time, and he tends to, he's seen as being a bit more of a kind of ball carrier.
Hanley will eventually work his way out the team, but right now I think he deserves to be in it.
Thanks very much to Ross. It's a good point, Ross. I can imagine the debate it's causing. So thanks to Ross and Canvas Lang. He's in the hat for the tickets to Ayr Races as well. Some landmarks to note tonight. It's actually cap number 60 for Grant Hanley, who we just mentioned. You've got Craig Gordon, who goes level fourth with Darren Fletcher, and Andy Robertson into third in the all-time appearances tonight with his start. So we're just a couple of minutes away from kick-off. When we return, the game will get underway, so let me quickly tell you about this.
Oh, my God.
Cash Dash.
Brilliant stuff, man.
Right, you're running out of time, so do not mess this up just because you forgot. Text YES to 61025 and you could win £475,000. £2. Text cost £2.50 plus your standard network rate. You can enter on our website for £2.50 or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It is over 18s only, and all the rules for this Rail Network competition are on our website. Now the clock is really ticking here. Lines close 5pm tomorrow, so please do not run out of time. Just answer the phone if it rings, and the £475,000 would be yours. Good luck.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Kick-off time in Athens right now. There we go. How good was that? As if we planned it. Gordon DL and Mark Wilson, score prediction, please.
I will go for 1-1.
Okay, we take that and bring it back to Hampden. Yeah. Absolutely. I hope you're right. Gordon DL.
2-1 defeat.
Over the piece, though, would you almost
I would
accept
take that yeah.
and try and win
yeah.
the game at Hampden?
As long as we keep ourselves in the game, yeah.
Okay. Lewis Ferguson draws a foul early on, just inside the Scotland half, though, so a chance to maybe build something or put the ball long. We got kick-off and sent it long. It is going to be tough, as we've mentioned. Greece have an outstanding home record. Funnily enough, they went to Wembley and won, but lost at home to England. That was their only real blemish recently. So they've been really fantastic, and Scotland make a bit of a mess of that free kick, quite frankly, but do win the ball back. You've got a good Scotland-themed teaser tonight. Can you name the last 8 Scotland men's players to make their debut as a teenager? Tierney, Patterson, Gilmore, Hickey and Doak most recently. Did you get any during the break?
No.
None?
No, we didn't. We were struggling.
Do they play in Scotland?
Currently?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Yes, technically one of them does.
Technically?
Mm-hmm.
One does.
He's on loan in Scotland currently.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, that's
one of them.
You.
Okay.
The other right, you get that and I'll watch a game.
Okay.
As the ball comes in here, great. Oh, it's a free kick. Free
nothing
kick.
Worse than referees. They just blow for any contact in the box, don't they? John Souter seems to be getting the blame anyway.
We're struggling here. We need clues.
Well, I just gave you one. He was a teenager, obviously, at a club up here. Moved away.
South?
Yes. Is now back up here on loan. And a don't mean to sound unfair in any way, but just the kind of reality, if it helps, he's probably not, he's not near the Scotland squad just now.
No.
He's looking at the table.
Just for teams.
Right.
Just for inspiration.
Aye, I'm thinking, who's on loan?
Do you know,
teams?
Again, Dara, I'm trying to get inside the mind of you two, which is
Ramsey.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
He's a man at the top of his game. Calvin Ramsey.
Good
19 when he made his debut in 2022. You're in good form tonight. You are in good form tonight.
I'm not getting the next two, I'll tell you that.
Well, talk to me and beat the pundit.
They're easier than Calvin Ramsey. Although I did give you clues for that one, but I would say so.
Right, okay.
Would Ira help?
Yes, give us Ira's.
One was a teenager when he made his debut in 2016. I think, not that it'll help you, but just out of curiosity, I think the same night that Kieran Tierney made his debut. Anyway, and the other one was a teenager when he made his debut in 2011.
Oh,
so we are going back. So that's era.
Roundabout, and you were getting overlooked for squads.
I guess Danny Wilson, didn't I? Wasn't him?
Not Danny Wilson.
Chris Maguire? No.
No.
No. Bad shout, that, eh?
On that one, there's a very easy clue. I'm trying to hold off, but there's a really easy clue.
Don't think you should hold off. Well, I think you should go full.
I think you're coming at it wrong, that one.
Okay, in which way?
Why are you only naming players that haven't played for Scotland in ages? Just because
Grant
he was
Hanley?
Yes.
You know what? He was in my first squad as well.
So do you maybe think, like...
Oh. I thought about Hanley. Hold on, I said to you during the break, but Hanley...
I know what it is. He looked 40 when he was 19.
By the way, he did. He had that big unit of a heed on him, man.
You've overlooked the fact that he was only 19.
He's grown into that heed massively.
He was only 19 when he made his debut in 2011. Right, one to get. We'll get it before the end. Gordon, anything you've noticed early on? Scotland okay in the first 4 minutes?
Yeah, we've settled down, yes. Knocking the ball about well and then just lose it there. And let Greece come on the attack down the right-hand side. We've got a nice wee shape about us, Gordon. Sitting quite deep, but look, the game will take time to settle down. It's got to be. You've just got to be wary. Don't let them score early. I know it's all cliche in football, but don't let them score early. Be defensively strong and then just play yourself in the game.
Yeah, Scotland looking in that shape, as Gordon says, Mark, look kind of comfortable enough when they get the ball. Just probably need to be not taking too many daft risks. I think that was one where Kenny McLean tried to kind of step out and dribble past someone, got it taken off him. But actually, they've tried that a couple of times.
Yep.
And Scotland have benefited so.
Well, they do. They look nice and compact, hard to play through in the midfield area, which you'd expect when you've got, you know, Ferguson, McTominay, and McGinnon there as your three, and then Gilmore and McLean behind it. It's plenty of protection for the back four. You just need to watch this, you know, these forward runs. Robertson does very well there, actually just tucking in, because, you know, just down the side, is it Hanley? It was just down the side of Greece trying to get in. Scotland struggling to tidy this
offside
up.
Offside, man.
Yeah, yeah, that flag was going up. It is the one thing that that defence should have is a bit of pace. I know even Grant Hanley, I know he's 33 and I know he gets stick and he's maybe not sharp, but once he gets going, he's actually really quite quick, isn't he? So I guess it's just that balancing act of how high do you play, Mark?
I think just on the turn, of course, what is he, 33 or something like that? Yeah. Grant Hanley, any 33-year-old is always going to be slower than he was turning.
Oh, it's brilliant,
that is brilliant from Shea Adams. Really impressive. Muscled his way in then, and lovely Cruyff turn, take him away from the defender down the line. Scotland can maybe build something here. This is where you look at, there's just no width, so it has to come back to Billy Gilmore, and it's not like him. That was a very strange pass to absolutely no one and goes out of play.
Yeah, if you're playing that formation, your two fullbacks need to be very, very high. And I don't think you'll push them up very high early on, Gordon. Remember, we're away from home.
So was that Billy Gilmore hitting it to where he just hoped a fullback would be?
Well, you'd imagine Andy Robertson's usually there. Let's be honest about that. He's good. But I'll tell you what, Adam's great centre-forward play. Really good play. We need that from him tonight.
Mark, it's just funny how we've spoken about it. The one player difference changes everything. You know, because I was looking at when that ball got worked out to the right. In the last Nations League games, all we did was just pass it to Ben Doak and just go and let him. So your actually entire game plan really changes in an attacking sense anyway.
Certainly does. I mean, that's what the top teams have got bags of at the top end of the pitch. You've just got guys on both flanks and on the bench that they can replace them. It's something that we've lacked for a number of years. So when we got Doak in, and Steve Clarke was right to get him in the squad early, it certainly helped us. But we need to revert back to what we were. That's fine. We've still got good enough players. We just need to take care of the ball a wee bit better than we have done.
And don't give away cheap free kicks like we just did.
Yeah, you know, Grant Hanley's aggression. He just wrestled his opposite number to the ground. And Greece have a free kick, not in a dangerous position. They actually just go back with it. And again, Scotland just trying to move across as Greece cross the halfway line. So we'll keep an eye on it. 7.5 gone. Very little to tell you about. Neither a good nor a bad performance from Scotland so far. It is goalless. Would you like to try and round off the teaser now before?
Yeah, it's okay. Any more clues?
Just to quickly recap, set everything up. So Jerry and Erskine sent that question in. That's the beauty of the full-time teaser. You send it to us, we try and test the pundit. So thank you to Jerry. The address that you need, though, if you want to send one in, is fulltime@clyde1.com. So get the email fired up, send it over, and we would be more than happy to take a look and hopefully get it on the show. Tonight's Can You Name the Last 8 Scotland Men's Players to Make Their International Debut as a Teenager? Grant Hanley, Kieran Tierney, Nathan Patterson, Billy Gilmore, Aaron Hickey, Calvin Ramsey and Ben Doak.
Clues, Gordon. Come on.
Wow, if this guy had fulfilled his potential that everybody thought he had when he was a teenager and he came in. Do you know what? Still operating in a good league. But I remember that night. I'm sure it was Denmark at home, and everybody thought we were onto something. In an attacking sense, in a wide sense, players that we don't have.
Somebody like a Mackay Stephen?
No, not him.
No, but somebody like that.
Barry Mackay?
Nothing like him. Nope. There was a lot higher, bigger reputation than him.
Ollie Burke?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. What a shout.
Could have given me a bit more. You should have given me a well done.
Okay, well done.
Thank you.
There we go. Bit of potentially breaking news. We spoke about it earlier on with a Dunfermline fan. Our colleague Stephen Mill, who's a big Dunfermline fan, just sent me an article that's now appeared this evening. in the Mail, saying that Neil Lennon is on the brink of becoming the Dunfermline manager.
He was confident earlier on when I was speaking to him.
It's quite something. We will take a look. Scotland do need to be careful not to leave too much space in behind. Greece are trying to exploit it. Nothing doing yet. 10 gone, Greece 0, Scotland 0. And whatever happens, whether it is a brilliant night, a terrible night, or somewhere in the middle, we will look back on it all tomorrow. Hugh Keevan's returning, really looking forward to seeing him. So you can join us from 6 o'clock and enjoy the rest of your Thursday.